Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us His grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of His kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
That you can throw all the stones in tongues and still be nothing if you don't have love. Are you not amazed that some of you pray in tongues but you are still haters and envious of people? Have you not been there before? Be sincere. Alright, I understand your answer. But it's very, very possible that you can pray in tongues and still be hateful towards others. There are people that pray in tongues but they say rehearsal is 4 o'clock, they come 5:30. They pray in tongues. They certainly don't know what they are doing. They are just clanging cymbals. I don't know if you have heard clanging cymbals before. You just woke up and you're like, bang, bang, bang. And you're shouting, oh. The people are making noise. They are making sounds in their heart. But from your own perspective, that's what? Noise. That means there are some people that disturb God with their prayers. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? They say, come to church. They say, no, God said I should stay at home. You are disturbing God in your prayers. You can't respect leadership. You don't respect people. You don't even know how to greet people. You know, there are some people you say good morning. You say, no. Have you been there before? That it's in pain you enter your heart. And if you respond, you too, you don't have love. You just say good morning. You took time to say good morning. The person now said, Then you begin to check whether the person's age even match your age. Some people, you begin to calculate the age. Now just 1 year, this idiot senior me with you. Even you have entered the problem. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? You know, Satan most time gets us this way. You can be a Christian on fire. That's why the Bible says, be not weary in well-doing. If Satan wants to get you, do you know Satan can inspire somebody not to answer your greeting? Do you know that? Because he has searched everywhere, seen, no, bring man, bring woman, no way, hard. This one now, dish you. Then it's okay, let me try this one way. The person doesn't like people to disrespect her or him. Then he inspires one young man. Say, good morning, sir. Good morning. Even the guy don't know why he's doing you like this. Then after you have finished doing basket, idiot, devil, winch, stupid thing. Then he'll now come later and say, sorry, I don't know what happened. My mind was somewhere. I'm very sorry. In your heart, you'll be like, ah, God, have mercy on me. I've insulted the hell out of this person. But Satan has gotten you. That sin you sin is the same sin with the person that went to sleep with a woman. You know, sin is sin, right? Some people think there are categories of sin. Well, I don't agree with that. What you need to take out 1% debt from any cloth is the same thing you need to take out 10% debt from any cloth. What's that? Soap. Amen. Let's continue. So you see that. This is what proves you to be a Christian. Go forward to verse 2. It says, and though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all the mysteries and languages in the world, but I have no faith. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all the mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, but have not love, I have become what? Nothing. You see that? Hallelujah to Jesus. So it is possible to look spiritual and actually in the true definition of spiritual, not be spiritual. Next part of scripture before we continue. Can we read? And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor And though I give my body to be burned, is this not amazing? That you can even give your money to the poor. The Bible still says that you may, it's not an affirmation that you have love. Because sometimes you can give out of let me just show these people who I am. Are we together? Is that you can still be what? Nothing. Now we were showing the fact that Jesus was only preaching the kingdom, isn't it? And I showed you how Paul took out time to deduce Jesus from the law of Moses to the prophet from morning till evening. Somebody say morning till evening. Say it again, want to go. Because some people want church to be 1.5 hours. That's why I said to you morning to evening. You know, some people tell us they want the church like in the days of Acts. So this is the reason why you see that kind of church. Are you able to stay morning to evening? Don't talk for another person, though. And that's why we don't have Christians who have power with God and men, because they don't have that patience to really stay with God. Are you listening? There are some people here today who wish they are home. You know, they as we're even doing service, they are like, I wish I can get home now. There was a series I was watching. I want to go and finish the series. I mean, all your life, 365 days, 2024, 2023, where is the difference? If you don't make up your mind to be serious with God, even this year, you will not see any difference. You think New Year comes with new packages? It's a big lie. It is what you do, your routine, that determines your package. New Year can start for you tomorrow. If you make up your mind for it to start tomorrow. You know, some people say 2025 is my year, 2025. I tell you the truth, if you don't change your routine, it will not be your year. And probably it will be your year of suffering. We have to be realistic sometimes to you people. Are you listening to me? Don't just think we'll stand and just declare something. You know, you have to walk hand in hand to see prophecy come into fulfillment. Are you all listening to me? It's not magic. Alright? That's why the Bible says, they that know their God, they shall be what? He didn't say everybody. He said, they that what? Know their God. So this year, be determined to be different. And sometimes, you know, let me just go a little bit deeper into this discussion. Sometimes I wonder whether people think they are getting younger. I tell you the truth. I've seen people sometimes, I wonder, does this person think he's getting younger? The same excuses you've been having for several years, you still have them today. And if you are sincere, if you look around you, there are some people who are a little bit serious than you. They are far better than you right now. Because they didn't just stop at the path of least resistance. You know, someone wants to leave. I mean, his devotion to God has reduced because of him trying to make money. Who are you making the money for? He said, why were you not in church? He said, on a Sunday, not maybe on a Tuesday. Why were you not in church on a Sunday? He said, my boss told me to come. You should sack yourself from that kind of job. Hallelujah to Jesus. Not, you know, as I'm saying it now, there are some critical conditions where we can allow people not necessarily because they do it, because we know they don't do it every Sunday. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Like doctors, like not even doctors alone, one or two people who it's very necessary for them to actually excuse us on a Sunday. We don't have a problem with that. The military and the rest. But you are selling provision. And it's on a Sunday morning, you say you can't lock your shop because you notice customers more on a Sunday morning. Don't you think that's a trap? You people heard my testimony of a Yahoo boy that wanted to be converted. I finished talking to this boy, started crying to receive Jesus. Then the next day, I wanted to burn his charm. He now told me the charm worked that night for the first time. For the first time, his charm worked the night before they were born the charm. He said, Pastor, I don't know that this is the message of God because I'm born again, or this thing. I said, what do you mean by that? I said, He said, Pastor, the charm for the Yahoo that I just set, this night, everybody I set for, they sent the money. So I don't know whether it's because I'm born again. Or I say, no, it's not because you are born again. It's because you are about to be born again. Satan is trying to set a trap. You know, faith can cause you to leave, make a decision where you leave money. You get what I'm trying to say? It's kind of money you have to leave. Bible says, by faith, Moses refused to be called what? The son of Pharaoh. By faith. Moses was son of Pharaoh. You know what it means for you to be the son of Pharaoh? Pharaoh was the wealthiest man in their days. Moses was a son. He had so much money. In fact, in Egypt, he was one of the gods. And he said, no, God has called me to save my people. Who are your people? Slaves in that same town. And he left. Left into the wilderness. That's what I became born again. I don't know why my life is now looking like I'm in the wilderness. You are not the first. Bible says, do not glory or don't be joyful at the prosperity of the wicked. Some of you will sit down and look at people who have money. You don't even know how they have the money. I'm not saying everybody that has money is a wicked person. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? There are some you know, obviously, that this person is living one kind of life. How dare you admire the boy? You know, he's a Yahoo boy. One day you said, I said, but this Yahoo, this boy get wisdom, even if na Yahoo boy be, they use the money well. That's how the devil gets you little by little. I like this Yahoo boy. In get sense. He's smart. At least he don't invest in Yahoo money. That's encouragement. Then before you know, he appears in church and you see him as a husband material. Maybe na me God called me can remove him for Yahoo. And if he leave Yahoo, we no still lose because he get investment. They play. We were somewhere. Let's go there. That is Acts where the Bible says ignorance. Can you remember? Please be alive. Acts what? 17:30. Let's see it briefly. The Bible said in Acts 17:30, it says, truly these times of ignorance God overlooked, but now commands all men everywhere to repent. In clear terms, let's say it's in NLT or the Amplified Rendition, any of them. God overlooked people's ignorance about these things in what? Earlier times. What was the ignorance? Let's see verse 20 to have an idea. We can't read everything, but just an idea. Verse 29. And since this is true, we shouldn't think of God as what? Designed by what? From what? Or what? Or stone. Hallelujah to Jesus. And since this is true, we shouldn't think of God as what? An idol designed by what? Craftsmen. From what? Or what? Or what? Stone. You know, things like that are happening. People are designing God and designing idols that they worship. The Bible said there was a time God overlooked. And he called those times the days of what? Ignorance. Let's see verse 30. He called those days what? The days of what? Ignorance. God overlooks people ignorance about these things in earlier times, but now he commands everyone everywhere to what? Repent of their sin. That's a sin. And what? Turn to him. Next part of scripture, verse 31. He then says, for he has set a day for what? Judging the world with what? Justice. By the man he has what? And he proved to everyone who this is by raising him from the dead. Meaning Jesus is the standard. The revelation of Jesus is the standard. He is the way, he is the truth, and the life. Hallelujah to Jesus. So God overlooked in the days of ignorance. That is why in the Old Testament, things like that happened and God did not do anything about it. This is why James and John told Jesus, allow us to call down fire. You know, funny enough, those days are even happening in our time right now. And when we talk to people, they say, it doesn't matter. People did it before. Think about it. Jesus told James and John something at the tail of verse 55. Let's see verse 55. We read verse 54, isn't it? Of Luke 9. Let's see verse 55 now. Remember, they said, give us permission to call down fire like who did? Was Elijah a prophet of the devil? He was a prophet of God. But Jesus negated that ideology. Luke 9:55, media, very fast. The Bible says, but Jesus turned and what? Rebuked them. He turned and what? Rebuked them. You see that? Because he doesn't want anybody to perish, but that all comes what? Repentance. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? That's why even in the book of Revelation, God did not kill those emperors that were wicked to Christians. He taught the church to rather come up here to a plane where they cannot be touched. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? But to kill the people, he refused. This is why God will not kill Tinubu, even if you don't like him. Because he's God's creation. Do you believe that? I know it's difficult, but believe it. He wouldn't kill him. Are you listening? Next part of scripture, verse 56. So they went on to another village. Now, let's see verse 55 in another rendition, the NKJV. But he turned and rebuked them and said, you do not know what manner or spirit you are of. Meaning we have another kind of character in the New Testament. Remember what we read in Hebrews? That if the first order was spotless, there will be no need for another order. You know, there's a contention even in the church today, just like it were in the book of Acts. Hope you know the things happening today were happening in the book of Acts. Argument about even baptism did not start now. Paul argued with the 12 concerning baptism. That's why some people in the New Testament, right now, in this 2025, in this generation, some people that teach new Christian realities, they think some of us are mad for not using water to baptize some people. They think we are mad for not practicing water baptism. But if you look at it from scripture, it is very clear that thing was pointing to Christ. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? It's more like an illustration. An illustration. You know, if anybody be in Christ, is a what? If anybody be in Christ, is a what? So when we get you baptized, when we dip you inside of water, you come out under the influence of water. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain? But does water get anybody new? No. Is it written in scriptures? Yes. The Bible said in Hebrews 10, is it 10:9? Let's see it very briefly. In the NLT's rendition. It said, look, I've come to do your will. He cancels the first covenant in order to put the second into effect. Let's see 9:10. For that old system deals only with what? Food and what? Drink and various what? Cleansing ceremonies. Physical regulations that were in effect only until a what? Better system could be established. They were only in effect until. Meaning there's a time for it to stop. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? So all of those religious cleansing with water and the rest were until a better system is established. Next part of scriptures. So Christ has now become the high priest of over all the good things that have come. You see that? He has entered that greater and more perfect tabernacle in heaven, which was not made by human hands, and it is not part of this created world. Next part of scripture. He then says, with his own blood, not the blood of goats and calves, he entered the most holy place once for all time and secured our redemption for what? Forever. He's the end of those practices. Are you listening to me? So if anybody be in Christ, not in water, it was water till Christ found expression. Are you listening to me? Oh, glory to God forevermore. Let's see Luke 16:16. So that you understand when that ministry ended. Luke 16:16. Until John the Baptist, the law of Moses and the messages of the prophets were your guides. Until John the Baptist. Meaning this ministry ended where? With John the Baptist. He was the last prophet from the law. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? He said, but now the good news of the kingdom of God is preached and everyone is eager to get in. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Meaning John the Baptist was the last prophet from the law. And what was one of his practices? He baptized with what? Water. And we know why he was baptizing with water. Can you remember?
Yes,
what part of scripture is that? John 1 what? John 1. Can you remember? We're doing Bible study on a Sunday. Who can remember? Media, put it up for us. Verse 31. I did not recognize him as the Messiah, but I've been baptizing with water so that he might be revealed to Israel. Why was he baptizing with water? Hey, look at it now. Let's read together. One, two, go. Okay, let's read from verse 26 so that you understand better. Let's read from verse 26. Forget about that sound. Everybody read out loud. One, two, read. Next part of scripture. Read with so much anointing. One, two, go. 28. One, two, read. This encounter took place in the bedroom. Read out. Verse
29.
Woo. So you see, if the water baptism was taking away sin, will he say, look, the one that takes away sin? Huh?
No, sir.
Because he would have trusted his own system. But remember, why was the system still there? Because a better system had not been revealed yet. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Like the Bible said. Alright? Next part of scripture. Next part of scripture. One to go. He's the one I was talking about when I said, a man is coming after me, who is far greater than I am, for he existed long before me. This thing we're teaching, they existed long before now. It's the real deal. If Adam never made a mistake, nobody would have entered water as baptism. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? It was a sin of man that brought some kind of things we saw upon the face of the earth. Sin, the law, you people get what I'm trying to say? Its practices before the coming of Christ. The Bible said the law came as a schoolmaster to prepare people for the coming of Jesus. So if Adam never made a mistake, all of these things would have never been known. Only Christ will be known. Who is the real deal? Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Next part of scripture. One, two, read. It says, I did not recognize him as the Messiah, but I've been baptizing with water so that he might be revealed to Israel. So it's more like an avoiding. Can I have five people run forward? Five people. Come like this. So imagine this space to be water, right? Huh? Does it make any sense to you? I wish we had a big bowl, but we don't have. So we are looking for the Messiah. Somebody say algorithm. Is a step-by-step procedure to arrive at a destination. So the algorithm to discover the Messiah was this. Or the process to discover the Messiah was this. Get them into water. Alright? Read the next part of scripture and see something. Verse 32. It says, then John testified, I saw the Holy Spirit descending like a dove from heaven and resting upon him. Next part of scripture. I didn't know he was the one. But when God sent me to baptize with water, he told me, the one on whom you see the Spirit descend and rest is the one who will baptize with the
Holy Spirit.
So what was the algorithm? when you get them into water, anyone you now see the spirit come upon and remain, that's the chosen one. So first step, get them into water. But remember verse 31. What's the focal point of getting them into water and looking for the Savior? Verse 31. Let's read it together. Why was he doing all of these things? I do not recognize him as a Messiah, but I have been baptized with water so that he might be revealed to who? So he wanted to reveal the Messiah to who? Israel. And God gave him an algorithm. Get him into water. The one you see the Spirit come upon and what? Remain. He's the Messiah. Then reveal him to Israel. So that's the reason for water baptism. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? I'm not trying to just remove a practice that you all know. That's why the Bible says rightly dividing the word of truth. Now, we get this man into the water. We didn't see anything. So we say you can go. That was it. We call this man, get into water. We didn't say anything. Just go. You are not the chosen one. Get into water. Nothing. Go. You think it will be you? Get into water. Nothing. Move. Yeah. Get into water. Then suddenly, the dove comes upon. Sorry, the dove did not come upon. Let's establish this. Go to verse 32. Because some people will start looking for dove. I saw the dove descending like. Give me amplifier rendition. John gave further evidence testifying officially for the record with validity and relevance, saying, I have seen the Spirit descending as a dove out of heaven. Give me the NKJV. This is not the Amplified Classic, right? The NKJV. Like a dove. It also said, man, the Holy Spirit is not a dove. He will come like a dove, in the form of a dove. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Did you catch that? You know, some people think when they are doing something and they see a white bed is an indication that God is strong there. Don't try to play religion in all of these things, because Satan can send a white dove for you and get you confused. You know, so I sent one of my pastors to go and pray for somebody that was sick. When she went there, she said the prophet that came before them said they should bring 5 white doves. So when she went there to pray for them, she said, what's the need for the 5 doves? Is it for celebration? They said, no. The prophet said they should bring 5. And she was at back. So she said, there's no need for these doves. Take them out, sell them off, kill them or something. God does not need any of these things. Soap. God does not need soap. He doesn't need mention or the handkerchief. He does not need oil. He does not need anything. What now about Basafiba? Are you forgetting what I'm trying to say? Kona Jausa? We don't do Safi in the New Testament. Everything is just literal. It's not Babalawo something. If you allow space for that thing, there's nothing they will not sell in this kingdom. I think we are selling salt now. We are selling... It's funny. You think it's just funny. If we don't talk, a time will come that some people will just be recruiting themselves into ministry. They will sell even chair. It's not a joke. This chair, I sat with Jesus. Jesus sat on this chair. Blah, blah, blah. Are you getting what I'm trying to explain to you? And that's why we have to be careful and know the Bible. Are you listening to me? Now we see the dove. Now John was, he didn't even know that was Jesus. Got him in the water. Then the Spirit came upon and remained. Ah, the one that takes away the sin of the world is here. We thought water was taking away sin, but no, it's a person that takes away the sin. Meaning all of these practices were pointing to Jesus Christ. That's why on the Feast of Living Water, he came, he said, I am the living water. Do you know how they celebrated the feast? In John 36, 35, thereabout, they will carry water to the temple and they will pour the water up. When the water just splashed on the ground, they will begin to celebrate. Oh, God is alive. And Jesus came on that feast. Is it not interesting that Jesus always came to reveal himself on every feast? When he heard that a feast is happening tomorrow, he will go there and find trouble. But he was not actually finding any trouble. He said, I am the living water. He that comes to me shall not thirst again, blah blah. Meaning, if you come to me, you will not come next year to pour water up and get it to the down, blah blah blah. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Very important. Because if you can be very sincere, the day you were dipped into water, truly, you felt cool for a moment, cool for at most 1 week. You didn't sin for 1 week. After 1 week, raise them. I don't know if you saw this funny joke on the internet. They baptized their friend. So they were videoing when they baptized their friend. Immediately they baptized the guy. That same night, the guy went for a party. So their friends did a video and posted on the internet. Wicked friends. They wrote before and after. The same night. But can you remember when the Holy Spirit came upon you? For some of us, that was a difference. I've been in this denomination for years. I was an instrumentalist. Thank God Captain Sunday is there. He can bear witness to that. I was playing with my friends and a church boy, but not the church was not in me. I was just in the church environment. So, you know, we still would talk some funny things, you know, still try to get into some funny practices until one day, I told you the story. When the Holy Ghost came upon me, my life changed. The tongues I used to mock them with, I remember I used to mock my friends. Hey, baby. That's the first tongue God gave me. The same thing to mock people was the first tongue God gave me. Instead of la barababa, no, it's hey, baby. I tried to change it. God said, stay there. That insult you did, you will stay there for a long time. That's why I used to advise some of you. When you become born again and filled of the Holy Spirit, don't try to change your tongues. Some of you have very funny tongues, but you want to make it fine like your face. It doesn't work like that. You could be a very fine boy and fine girl, and your tongue is continue like that. If you try to make it dope, like nothing will come out from it. You know, some of you can copy tongues. You are in a church. Yeah, you know, here maybe one pastor who has been with the Lord for many years. Then liber hand the flowing, flowing combo. You say, tongues they sweet like that. Then you keep quiet for a moment and maybe record it. Go back home and start practicing it. Liber hand ding bom bom ding dong combo ding bom dong bom. That's your tongues. Then you observe for 3 years. You are still doing liber hand. Meanwhile, God said, if you stay with him so much, you should have a new tongue. You, your own tongue to be new. Because you have been practicing somebody else's tongue. So stop copying tongues in church. Allow that more. Leave it. That's the one God gave you. You know, some people's tongues are not nice. They are not nice at all. But that's how God wants it to be. Are you listening to me? You can go to your seats. So God came for a kingdom. It ended in Moses' regime, the Old Testament, but the new started with Jesus' resurrection. From Jesus' resurrection, are you listening to me? And it's so easy, it's not difficult. Christianity in the New Testament is very, very easy. 1 John 5:3, should, in case you are not believing me, let's see it in the NLT's rendition. Everybody, I want you to read. Everybody, 1 John 5:3. Can we read? 1, 2, go. Alright. Maybe you don't understand the word modern song. Let's see it in the Amplified rendition. Very briefly. 1, 2, go. That we habitually keep his commandment. And remain. And his what? And not what? Shout it so that you have faith to believe it. Are not what? In the New Testament, serving God is very easy. See what he says in Matthew 11 from verse 29. See what he says. I want everybody to read. 1, 2, read. And you find what? Rest. Verse 30. It says, 1, 2, read. For my yoke is easy. And my what? You know what yoke means? If you have seen these people way back, some of us, they gave birth to us in the 90s, 80s. You see these guys those days that used to sell water, carry something in on their neck like this, and be selling water. How many of you saw those days? If you were giving birth in 2000, there's no way in this life you'd have seen those days. So forget about it. But let's tell you a story. Those days, there used to be people, all right, that will carry water, one long stick, put one bowl or can of the water here, and they'll be moving like this to sell water to people. Not now that there's bowl everywhere. Those days, how many of you fetch water 2 kilometers, 5 kilometers to your house before? 2000 generation would not understand this. There was a time some of us used to cross main road, cross somewhere to carry water from our head. We'll go and keep it in the house. We'll now go like 5 times. So naturally, we are strong people. That's how our generation don't commit suicide. Do you people get what I'm trying to say? But the Gen Z now will say, "Mommy, I'll kill myself if you don't give me the food." Our generation can't say that to a mommy. A mommy was a principality in our generation. She was a principality. If they have sign languages, are people here? They don't talk too much. They just cough and you know you are dead. Hallelujah to Jesus. Are you here? So Jesus said, "My own yoke." You know those malams those days? Sorry, I use the word malam. Those people those days, they will hold it and it was very difficult. So we'll buy the water for like 20 naira, 30 naira, 10 naira. I think most times 10 naira. But in our days, there's boho. So we don't glory. You know, some people say, "Hey, you see, we suffered." Don't think because you suffered as a Christian, everybody will suffer as a Christian. He said, "My yoke is what?
Easy.
And my burden is what?" In the New Testament, if you are looking for that kind of yoke in the Old Testament, sorry, in 1990s, you are being funny. Everything is easy in the New Testament. Just like in the 21st century, there is boho. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? That's why serving God is easy. It's not by power. It's not by might. It's by what? The Spirit. So I can do all things. Shout it like you mean it. Want to go? So God came to give you a kingdom and you are the subject of this kingdom. This is what I mean before we close. All of us make up the kingdom. Without us, there is no kingdom. We are the subject. We are the people that make up this kingdom. It is human beings that make up the kingdom of God. Are you listening to me? Revelation 1 and 6. We make up the kingdom in the Amplified Rendition. We all here make up God's kingdom. Meaning without me and you in the perfect state, we can't make up the kingdom. This is what I mean. Imagine a man being in Christ to be a man that wears suits. Come, let me use you. Imagine this man's. Can you remove your jacket? Okay. Come, Isaac. So take for instance Isaac. Is it possible for you to wear this? Stand there. You are all of a sudden looking big. Are you sure you can't wear this? People that can wear this suit, lift your hands. Let me see you. Can wear this size. Okay, come. Come, Ogbaji. Courageous brother. Who again? Melody, Savior. Since you cannot wear it, go and sit down before you tear it. So you guys come here. Imagine this suit to represent Christ. If anybody be in... It's a what? So that means if this man comes, for instance, and wear this suit, is different because this represents Christ. No, don't wear it. I want to do something. Just keep your hands straight. If he wears it, is a what? A new creation. If this man wears it, the Bible says, if you are born again, what will happen? He said, you shall enter into the kingdom. You will see the kingdom. What does it take to be born again? James 1 told us in verse 18, we are born again by the incorruptible seed of God's word. Who is God's word? Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I am the way, truth, and the life. So listen, If you come to Jesus, if anybody be in Christ, is a what? New creation. Then he has access to the kingdom. Come. New creation has what? Access to the kingdom. Come. New creation. Then he has what? Access to the kingdom. Come. New creation. Access to the kingdom. Even though your hair is fried. New creation. Access to the kingdom. Hallelujah to Jesus. They are all new creations. They have access to the kingdom. So if you want to be a Christian now and you refuse to put on Christ, and it's not just, when we say put on Christ, we don't mean just, Lord, I confess you as my personal Lord and Savior. It doesn't stop there. You know what Paul said somewhere in Thessalonians? Let me show you that scripture. Thessalonians, in 2 Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians 2 and 12. 1 Thessalonians 2 and 12. I want everybody to read. Is that to live lives of honor and moral courage and personal integrity. Just have it in a literal translation because of time. That you should walk worthy of God who calls you into his what? Own kingdom and what? Glory. Meaning you must live a life worthy of this kingdom. And it's not by your strength that you live a life worthy of this kingdom. The Bible says the grace of God has what? Appeared to all men. By the reason of Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection, you can be capacitated. There are a lot of things that happened at the back end of his death, burial, and resurrection. And I give you a few instances. For instance, Romans 6 says, when Jesus died, he didn't just die. Something happened to us when he died. He made something available for us. Are you listening to me? And that's what we receive as grace. That qualifies us into the kingdom. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? So wearing this cloak of Jesus brings us into this reality. For instance, he said, we know that what? Our old self, our human nature without what? The Holy Spirit was what? Nailed to the cross with him in order that our body of sin might be what? So that we will no longer be what? Slaves to sin. Are you seeing that? When you wear Christ, know that this reality is upon you. Your old body is dead. Because if you don't understand this, then you are a prey of what Paul said in 1 Corinthians 6 and 9. See what Paul said. Paul didn't just give the command. He saw the provision. That is why he gave the command. Now, this is a provision. Now, see the command. 1 Corinthians 6 and 9. Do you not know that the unrighteous will not what? Inherit the kingdom. Are you seeing that? Now, Paul is not being harsh yet. He knew what happened in Romans 6. He wrote it. Because he knew God's provision, he gave this command. He's trying to bring us into an awareness that you must understand that the unrighteous cannot what? Inherit the kingdom. He says, do not be deceived, neither will what? Fornicators, neither will what? Idolaters, neither will what? Homosexuals, adulterers, nor what? Sodomites. He said they cannot what? Inherit the kingdom. Now, somebody may say Paul is being harsh, not being aware that Paul has spoken about God's provision for us already. In Romans 6, what did he say? He said, when we wore Christ, he said that old body of sin was what? Done away with. And right now we have a new body that cannot succumb to sin. Let's see it in the TPT rendition. You see, grace has done so much to bring you into the kingdom of God. Are you listening to me? It says, could it be more clearer that our former identity is now and forever deprived of its power? For we are co-crucified with him to dismantle the stronghold of sin within us, so that we will not continue to live one moment longer submitted to what? Sin's power. You see that? Next part of scripture. Interesting, isn't it? But this is your reality. Remember, the grace of God has appeared to all men. This is how he taught us how to say no. With all these sins on our inside, we can say what? No. Obviously, a dead person is incapable of sinning. A dead person. How many of you believe you died in Christ Jesus? You are incapable of sinning. In other words, you have to bring this to your consciousness. Pastor, why am I still in sin? This thing is not in your consciousness. You have to tell yourself, I can't sin. Now say to your neighbor one time, want to go? Be bold about it. He didn't say it so that you may carefully say it. When you are careful, you are not sure. He has said so that you may what? Boldly say. This is how to get out from Igbo life. Get out from drinking. Get out from womanizing. I'm incapable of sin. They say, why? Say, I died with him. See what the Bible said. Now, we're going to come back here. Colossians 1 and 1. In the same rendition. Colossians 1 and 1. Read very fast. Very, very fast. Want to go. Dear friends in. Oh, my God. Not this. I missed it. Ephesians. Is it Ephesians? Colossians 3, verse 1. This is a very long article. My mind just skipped. Alright, want to go? Christ's resurrection is your resurrection too. I don't like this church this morning. Did you hear what the Bible say? Everybody watch the screen and read one more time. Want to go? Christ's resurrection is your resurrection too. That's what the Bible said. This is why we are not to yearn for all that is above. This is why we are to yearn. We are to yearn. Meaning that should be your desire. All that is above. When we say above, we don't mean fly and go and enter heaven. No. For instance, we can look at two people and say, this person is above this person. I don't know that people are getting on trying to explain. The VC is above the student. Is the VC up there? He has a position that is above the students. When we say yearn for things above, we mean yearn for higher realities, higher possibilities. For instance, I can never be disadvantaged. I can never sin in my life. That's yearning for something above. Sin is normal. Holiness is above. You know, somebody told me, Pastor Simon, it's very difficult to be holy. I said, no, holiness is more real than sin. The things which are not seen are more real than the things that we see. Holiness is more real than sin. More real. More real. Glory to God forevermore. He said, this is why we are to yearn for all that is above. For that's where Christ is enthroned at the place of all power, honor, and authority. Next part of scriptures. Verse 2, he says, yes, feast on all the treasures of this heavenly realm. Feast on it. And fill your thoughts with heavenly what? Reality. You see that? Not earthly realities, heavenly realities. And not with the distractions of the natural realm. There are distractions in the natural realm. Like a lady saying, I won't marry. That's a distraction. Even God knows you want to marry. See, God knows when you are supposed to marry. He will pick the right man at the right time. But when you are distracted, Satan will send a man. And you that were diligent with the things of God, you are losing interest. You think it's natural that you are losing interest in the things of God? It's not natural. Nothing is natural. This is war. We said this to you before. Satan is working hard. He's like a roaring lion looking for souls to devour. He's going to fight for souls every day. The moment Satan sees any loophole, that's what Bob said, give no place to the devil. Give no place to the devil. You are in talking terms with somebody you should not marry. Give no place to the devil. You are giving him a place. He will step in. Talking terms. Don't be unserious. You know, some people mocked me many years ago on campus. In fact, some people said I was a hypocrite. I heard one rumor one time. Some people suspected me to be a homosexual. They said because I have no desire for women. And I laughed. Is my wife not having a baby now? So how did I not have? If I truly had no desire, she would still not be pregnant. But the power of God came on her stomach and she conceived that holy child. Because why was I like that? Because I knew where I was going to. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? I can't marry everybody in this world. So I created some laws that were hard that made people to call me proud person. For instance, you can't visit me as a lady. If you like, report me everywhere. You cannot. If you come to my house, I've done it several times. Are you alone? Yes. Go back. I'm not around. Believe by faith that I'm not around. And you go back. Now, if you go and tell people he's proud, I have no problem. There's somebody that reported me that I'm proud. Anytime you hear people report, ask them a question. What did you do? Did you visit Pastor Simon? Alone. But look at it today. Imagine the devil got me many years ago. All of you will not be seated here today. There are some people that have come to my office. I've heard testimonies though. During the work session, I've heard them countless times. I'm amazed. But imagine I missed it with God many years ago. You think those people would have had that privilege? There are many destinies tied to your devotion to God. They are tied to your devotion to God. That's why Satan is haunting you. Satan is not foolish. The Bible says, strike the shepherd and the sheep will be what? Scattered. Many of you are leaders in different areas. You are leaders. You must not be pastors like me. You are in different fields in this world. He said, go into the world and make disciples from all nations. Where you are today is not a mistake. God is the one that has put you there. Did you see in the Bible, he gave a parable of the kingdom somewhere in Matthew? He said the kingdom of God can be likened to the living. You know what living is? Yeast. It is very small, but when you put it in something, the effect is so powerful. You may be the only one in that department that knows Jesus and believe him. Keep on serving him. Only you can take over that department. You think I'm joking? I know what I'm telling you. While I was on campus, I had the privilege of hearing some testimonies like, Pastor, we've known you for a while. Because of how you've been living your life. I almost cried that day. Two of them. They said, because of how you've been living your life, we want to be born again. And I led them to Christ before the lecturer came in. They said, we've observed you from 100 level. You don't talk. You don't do this. You are just quiet. You are serving God. We see you. Can we be? I want to be born again. And I led the person to Christ. While I was on campus, to God be the glory, I share some of these testimonies with you. I had lecturers that came to me for counsel as a student. Remember, you are what? The salt of the earth. The salt of the earth. Anywhere you go, you are salt there. You are salt.
Yes, sir.
That's why Satan haunts you with the whole of his life. Is it not interesting that you that were very serious with God, all of a sudden you begin to lose interest? You think it's of your own accord? You think you are that powerful to just decide? You know, if God reminds some of you, if God plays a picture, a video of how you used to be, you'll be so amazed what you are right now. That's why he told the church in the book of Revelation, he said, go back to your first love. Are you listening to me? The enemy has come but to what? To what? And to what? That's the only thing he wants to do. To kill you, to steal from you. He starts from stealing. When he steals from you, then he has the potency to kill you now. You have qualified yourself to be killed. When he kills you, then he destroys you. That's his goal. To just destroy you. Nothing else. You think Satan, when he gives you something, then he wants to take you somewhere. Mm-mm. To destroy you. When you start prostitution, where do you end up? In destruction. When you start smoking, where do you end up? In destruction. No good place. Somebody say glory to God. And that's why you must be on your guard. And we say be on your guard, we don't mean stop praying, God, please protect me from Satan. Satan is not that powerful. See what we read in scripture. It said, feast on all the treasures of the heavenly realm and fill your thoughts with heavenly realities. This is how you guard yourself. Fill your thoughts with spiritual possibilities. Oh, I'm above only. That's how you guard yourself. Not by saying, God, protect. I'm above only. Satan has nothing in my life. That's how you talk as a child of God. That way you are guarding yourself. The Bible calls faith a shield. Faith a shield. It's a shield of faith. By which we quench every fiery dart of the devil. The shield of faith. When you speak God, God's faith begins in thinking and speaking. As you are talking, oh, I know who I am. I'm above. You are guarding your heart. You are guarding your life. You are guarding your Christian walk with God. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? But if you keep your mouth shut, before you know, you become a prey of the circumstance around you. The devil is trying to come. He said, no. I'm above only. He that is in me is greater. They are threatening you somewhere at the office. You don't fight. You don't know nobody there. You begin to speak God's word in your secret place. He can turn things around. Are you listening to me? And he has given us weapons beyond our English prayer. Beyond how we know how to pray and what we can pray. Tongues. He said we don't know how to pray as we ought to. He said, but the Holy Ghost helped our infirmities with groanings that our words cannot confirm. Now, when we begin to pray like that, some people will laugh at us. I mean, the Bible said to men we utter foolishness. He said, but in the spirit we utter mysteries. And the Bible said God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confirm the wise. They say, how did this thing happen? You say that thing, Yegabahada Hadi. That's what I was saying. And I didn't know. The 28th part of scripture there says to us, 28th of Romans 8, he said, then we know all things begin to work together. After we pray by the Spirit, what happens? All things. Are you seeing this? So why would Satan want you in sin? He doesn't want you to inherit the kingdom, because God wants to inherit the kingdom through you and I. That's why he will be disturbing you. Do that thing. No! He said when the enemy tries to come, he said like a storm. The enemy is not the storm. He said like a storm, the Holy Spirit will what? Raise his standard. The Holy Ghost is on my inside. When I speak God's word, his standard is raised. Like a flood against the enemy. Little wonder, I love the song that Steve String sang from Kaduna. You know Steve String. He said, there's a fire inside of me that is ready to fire the whole world. There's a fire, heavy fire. There's a flood on my inside that is ready to flood the whole world. He said, Jesus spoke to us. He said, out of your belly shall flow rivers. He didn't say river, he said rivers. Diverse rivers coming together. They can cause a flood. He said, rivers of living water. He said, springing forth unto eternal life. This eternal life may look so calm. You may be wondering, what stream of is it? The guy looks so humble, like a stream. But what makes up this stream is different rivers together, different coalitions of rivers. If you try anything, it raises a standard. The flood, that stream becomes a flood all of a sudden. Is a brutal stream. Are you here tonight?
Yes, sir.
Say, I know who I am. You talk like it. See verse 3 of St. Colossians in the TPT rendition. Go back there. Verse 3. See what he says. It's like your crucifixion with Christ has severed the tie to this life. And now your true life is in a way in God in Christ. I like this, but give me the Amplified rendition. Are you ready? Let's read. One to go. For you died. You will die? Did he say you will die? What did he say? What did he say? You died. Sir, I died. He said to this world and your new real life. This life that seems new is a real life. The real you cannot sin. The real you cannot be disadvantaged. Even if it seems so, it will not end so. Are you listening to me? We don't conclude in the now. We conclude at the end. Are you listening? The enemy cannot prevail. Yesterday I was meditating and the Lord told me. He said, upon this rock I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail. Then he told me, he said, check the word prevail. Meaning they will try, but at the end, they wouldn't prevail. They won't prevail. There may be an attempt, but at the end, I'll still be the one standing. It will pass. Pause for our light affliction. What a man. He called every affliction light. Yeah, Pastor, I'm going through a lot. You know, I heard this from Pastor Kayanga from Uganda. He said something wonderful. He said, when you don't pray as a Christian, your hands are like this. He said, but when you pray as a Christian, your hands are like this. How many of you have tried to fetch anything like this? Will you be able to fetch anything? Even if you fetch, it will be very small and tiny. So ignorable. But if your hands are like this, if you shook your hands, it will fetch something. So he said, when you don't pray as a Christian, you go through things. He said, but when you pray as a Christian, things are subjected by you. You hold things. You can be able to determine the flow of things. Circumstance cannot just come and happen to you. You will determine the flow of things. That's why it's powerful to pray as a Christian. Sometimes you may know the word of God so much, if you refuse to pray, Satan will want to make you feel so bad. You know what I'm saying? Me that know the word of God. Look at my life. Like people that don't know the word of God. See, it's not about knowing the word of God. If you know the word of God, how to activate the word you know is by prayer. Don't miss it. That's why this, some of us that understand grace will be, we are getting disadvantaged. Because we think that knowing grace excuses you from praying. It doesn't excuse you from praying. Prayer is how you activate this new knowledge, because it is the real knowledge. Are you listening to me tonight? Are you getting blessed? So are you seeing that you have a responsibility as a kingdom person? You have a responsibility. Are you listening? Jesus said, as the Father has sent me, so send are you. You have been recruited into God's army to go and make disciples from all nations. Wherever you are, make sure you emphasize God. Are you listening to me? Emphasize God. Paul said, prove yourself, prove your call by doing the job of an evangelist. Go and say that. Thank you. Are we together? Are you being blessed? So from henceforth, go back home, see to yourself, talk to yourself. See where Satan has been trying so hard. Where he has been trying so hard to use and get you down. Get yourself off that path. Some of you is not listening. You don't know how to listen. Even in church, you haven't disobedient. Go and sit to yourself. Think about it. You know, Paul speaking, he said, check yourself to see that you are in the faith. Every now and then, check yourself. You sit with the word of God, you vet yourself. Am I really doing the right thing? This thing I'm doing, why am I doing it? Blah, blah, blah. Is what I'm doing right? Blah, 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 blah. Check yourself. You think God is so powerless that he cannot give you what you are looking for at the right time? He will give you. Guard yourself from wrong ideologies. You know, there's this teaching that says God does not make people rich. It has made some Christians to feel like there is nothing in Christianity. Firstly, you don't follow God for money. But if you follow God, he will give you money. But that's not why you follow God. If money is why you started following God, you better quit. If not, you cannot last. But there is no way you serve God in spirit and in truth, and he will not give you money. What did he say? Seek first the kingdom. Then he said, every other one, good thing, will be what? Added to you. They'll be added to you. Bow your heads wherever you are and pray in the spirit. I overcame. Hallelujah. I overcame. Hallelujah. He said it's finished. And oh, my story is written. And oh, he said it's finished, and oh, my story is written, and oh, he said it's finished, and oh, my story is written, and oh. He said it's finished, and oh, my story is written, and oh, I overcame. Hallelujah, I overcame. Hallelujah. I overcame. Hallelujah. I overcame. Hallelujah. He said it's finished. And oh, my story is written. And oh, he said it's finished. And oh, my story is written. And oh, thank you, Holy Spirit, for your word. 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 And you are the covenant keeping God. You are covenant keeping God. Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. You are the covenant keeping God. You are. You are Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. You are Yahweh.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays, first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.